Hi, I'm Perianna Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan. As you guys know, we always start every podcast off with a Descendants quote. So the Descendants quote of the day is, "I don't know how to start girl talk." Now, I honestly hated that quote because I hated that part of the movie so bad. But today, I have my good friend Jayla. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Have Jayla. She is the special guest because today's episode, we're going to be talking a bit about friendships because me and her tend to have a lot of issues when it comes to basically people just don't appreciate us enough. So yeah, we're just going to have a bit of discussion about friendships and what we think makes bad ones and what makes good ones and how people tend to like take advantage of their friends and whatnot. So before we even get into that discussion, do you mind telling the people a little bit about you and what you do and whatnot?
Okay, well, she already said my name, of course, so I'm Jayla, just in case you missed what she said because you weren't listening or something, which I don't know why you aren't listening.
Crazy. Tell people. How old you are.
I'm 19.
Okay. People tend to think that all my friends are like freaking children, and I'm like, no, my friends are grown.
Literally.
Just a little bit.
Tell them how we met.
Yeah, tell them how we met. Oh yeah, fun fact, me and Jayla actually went to the same middle school, but we didn't know each other then.
We didn't know each other at all, which is crazy because if we did, we probably could have saved ourselves a lot of wrecked friendships.
She probably would have been my only friend at that school.
Literally. And I probably would have saved myself a lot of depression and therapy sessions that failed. Oh, you know what? We're not even going to get into that. But yeah.
No. The counselors at that school were terrible. We went to the worst middle school ever, okay?
Literally, like, disgusting.
Okay.
All right, so me and Nicole officially met and started our beautiful, blooming friendship on the set of Legacies Season 2. Episode 15, to be exact, you know. Go check that out if you haven't, guys. It's awesome.
Because we didn't even... We filmed more episodes, but you know, Corona the game.
Right. Corona sucks.
Yep.
I'm so sad.
I am sad. I miss you so much. And I wish we could do this podcast in person. But you know, we will do it in person one day. Just, you know, for now, we're doing the safest way possible. So, yeah.
I hate safe.
I do. Now, I mentioned how, the topic for this podcast is going to be friendship. Now, in Descendants, friendship is like, first of all, Jayla, have you ever seen Descendants or do you know anything about it or just the only things you know about it, stuff I talk about?
I have seen Descendants
1 and 2. Okay. I'm just going to let you know, you watch 3, don't expect much. 2, which one did you like better, 1 or 2? Because I love 1, but I hated 2.
I loved 1, honestly. 2 kind of made me not want to watch 3, which is why I haven't watched it yet.
2 was the biggest disappointment. Like, I have a whole entire, like, I was just so excited for the day because I was just so happy, like, the premiere day because I love the first movie so much. I love the books. And then, after Descendants 2 came on, me and my sister looked at each other. We were like, what was that?
Yeah, like, 1 kind of up for, like, 2, and then 2 just kind of, like, plummeted.
It's like they were trying too hard to be better than 1, and it just didn't work. Like, the only good things about it was Chyna McClain is great in everything she does. It's just, she was good. Like, she made the movie. She was carrying that movie on her back. Love her. Her and freaking Thomas Doherty. I was so mad that you came to Legacies after we stopped doing stuff with him. I was so mad. And we barely even got to do anything with him because he was always with Lizzie. I'm so mad. Anyway, but both of them, they carry that movie on their back. Now, as I mentioned, how friendship is like a really big factor in the Descendants franchise overall. It's really big in the books. It's really big in the movies. But I don't really like how it's portrayed because I don't, it's just something I've noticed. It's just like an ongoing thing where everybody that's friends with each other, it's just, they get so angry when their friend, like, let's say, you know how Mal is. She didn't like, she literally was always doing bad things. And then she expected her friends to be okay with it and clean up her mess afterwards. And I don't like that. And I have noticed that a lot of people in my life do that to me, where they expect me to be okay with them mistreating me. Because I remember back when I was in high school, I had this one friend. Now, I don't have any hatred or ill feelings towards this girl. It's just, she just would always say really mean and hurtful things to me and expect me to be okay with it in the end. And then when, once I finally had enough of the way she was talking to me and the way she was treating me, she was just making me feel bad about, I didn't want to be mistreated anymore. She was just making me feel bad about that. And I didn't really like that. Like, have you had like a similar situation, if you're okay with talking about that?
I definitely have. And we're on a podcast. If I'm not okay with talking about something, I'm not going to come on a podcast and talk about friendship. But yeah, I definitely had something like that in high school. It was one of my dance sisters, actually. We had classes together, and I noticed that, like, every time we would have a conversation, it would be like an insult towards me in the conversation, but she would always turn the insult into like a joke. So if I ever felt like some type of way towards it, she would be like, you can't ever take a joke, you're so serious, you don't, you're so sensitive. And I would just be like, no, at this point, like, you literally just called me stupid. Like, that's not a joke, that's an insult, that's disrespectful. You're always saying something new about me every day, and it's like, for what? We're supposed to be cool. Like, why do you always have something negative to say about me? Like, are we even friends at this point? And eventually me and her fell out, but once we talked it out and everything, we're cool now, like, after high school. But during high school, I wanted nothing to do with her.
Oh, I understand the feeling. Like, we're cool now. Like, I see she's pretty happy with her life and whatnot. It's like, you know how you can love somebody, but you gotta love them from a distance.
Yes,
yes, love them, because I know we can never really have that same friendship again, because the things she would say to me, like, they hurt me so bad, like, and I couldn't. I don't want to say exactly what she said to me, because I'm afraid she might come across this podcast or whatnot, but it was just like, you know how me and Jayla were both actors, by the way, that's how we met. It's just really hurtful when you have a friend that is interested in the same field or hobby as you, and they tell you that you're not good enough. Like, that honestly hurt. And it's just something that I've noticed, when it's just not even just with children's television, just television in general, is that I just feel like people don't take friendships that seriously in general as they do relationships. That's why so many friendships are so messy and broken. Like, I understand you're not supposed to be there, like, you know how people seem not to understand the concept of what a friend actually is. Like, they think that having a friend is having somebody that you can push around and do what not to, and they won't leave you. They'll just always stick there with your mess and whatnot. But I'm like, no, it's a lot more than that. You have to, like,
say that people, that's the issue these days with these broken friendships. To me, I feel like this generation personally just has this whole persona where they think it's okay to be heartless, or to not care about anything, or to just think it's okay to have that whole motto where you don't have to have friends, or the whole I don't need anybody in my life, or I lost family, so if you think I care about losing a friend, you're wrong. Because it's like, if you don't care about losing a friend, then they were never your friend in the first place.
One thing I noticed, where a whole bunch of girls, they be talking about, I can't keep friends because of this and that and the third and whatnot. And I was like, have you ever sat and thought about that? Maybe you were the problem. because I read, not like I told you how I read the Descendants books, and Mal didn't have any friends. And she would talk about how in the movie she didn't really have friends and things like that. But she was the problem. She was extremely rude to everyone around her. Like, she bossed people around, but she never wanted to admit that she didn't have friends because it was her fault to blame. And I'm so sick of seeing so many girls, especially girls from my high school, where it would be like, you know, the so-called popular cliquey girls. They get on social media talking about how they don't mess with nobody, they don't like nobody, whatnot. But I'm just like, do you not see the way you're treating people? Like, I see the way you treat people at school. I see the way you treat your so-called friends. And you think you're going to get away with it. And they finally stand up to you. And you don't like that. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Literally, like, I don't understand the mindset of half these people these days. And it's just so confusing to me. It's like, what runs through y'all's heads? Like, what goes through your head? Like, what's the first thought?
I don't get,
like, friend pops up to you. Like, do you even, like, I don't understand people these days, and it's so confusing to me. Like, I don't even know, like, how to act towards people now, because it's just like, are you okay?
Yeah, because it's just like, when it comes to me, like, I've mentioned this, like, in a previous podcast prior to the one we're recording now, that I'm a really nice person. I feel like I'm that kind of person that gives out so much more love than I receive back. Like, I like being around people. As much as I don't like saying it, I'm a people person. I like being around people. I like sharing and spreading love. I like making people feel good. But this has just happened so many times that, like, once people actually get to know me and, like, who I am as a person and, like, the things I like, because that's why I was kind of scared to be your friend, because I thought you wouldn't like me no more when you found out my little secret. Like, so many people think it's so weird that I'm, like, a huge fan of Descendants and whatnot. But that's why I'd be so afraid to, like, for people to actually want to be my friend, because I think that's just going to turn them away from me, because it has turned people away from me in the past. It's just such a terrifying thing for me to think about, because it's like, so many people, I'm so nice to people and whatnot, but it's just, they think, like, it's just kind of like that whole popularity mindset where, like, I feel like people still have that kind of mindset once they leave high school, where they still don't want to be seen with you or whatnot, but they do like you as a person, but they see how other people see you, and they don't like that.
And see, that's what confuses me, because with me, I'm the type of person where if I'm cool with a person, then it's the whole person. So nothing that person can tell me changes the way I view the person, because it's like, nobody on this earth is perfect, because once you reach the limit of perfect, you have nowhere else to go. You have no more growth to accomplish. Like, you can't do anything else. So I feel like no one will ever reach perfection in this world, and it's just crazy to me that people can really look at someone and call them a friend, but then the moment their friend confides in them about something that's serious to them or something like that, and they're like, and now you're distancing yourself from your so-called friend. And it's just like, how can you even find yourself to do that? If anything, that would make me closer with my friend now, because you felt comfortable enough to confide in me about something that you don't do with everyone that you meet.
Yeah, like, I just don't get people. I'm like, I feel like if it's not causing anybody any danger or, like, discomfort, I can understand if you're friends with somebody and they're into stuff that could, like, possibly be hurtful to someone else. I understand that. That's, like, a good point to, like, cut that person off. But if you cannot handle the fact that, like, your friend is, like, a big fan of something that's like Harry Potter or even like Vampire Diaries, you simply don't want to be their friend because they like something like that. I don't get it. Like, people be talking about high school is the best 4 years of your life. I'm like, what?
I definitely disagree on that one.
Like, television makes being a teenager look fun. Like, let's be real. TV makes it look fun. In real life, being a teenager is literally just terrible. Like, first of all, I don't got no money. I don't got no freedom. And then I'm dealing with mental illness altogether. I'm dealing with people bullying me. I'm dealing with annoying I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't like this. The only thing I miss about being a teenager, really, is not having to pay for my own stuff.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, I've noticed that, like, once I left high school, that, like, my friends that were, like, really down for me and whatnot, they still talk to me and still check up on me from time to time, because I had people that I thought was cool, I was cool with. And then I see, like, after we graduated, one day, like, because I started getting more into acting and whatnot and filmmaking, I noticed that a lot of these people was not supporting me or what I was doing. And then they start unfollowing me. And I was just like, okay, but you said you was my friend, but then you treat me like this. I don't get it. I don't get you. I don't get it. Like, yeah. People just trifling. Like,
undercover hate these days. And yeah. It's bad that, like, some of it, you get lucky and you can point it out and spot it out, like, immediately. But sometimes they're good at hiding it and they, you know, make you think that they're cool with you and all of that. And then you ended up finding out that, you know, it's not what you thought it was. And then boom.
Yeah, that happened to me, like, when I used to go to cheer camp a lot. A lot of the girls that I thought I was friends with, I thought was my friends, and I thought they liked me. I found out they were talking about me to other people because they thought I was weird and whatnot. Like, I used to be, like, a real big fan of, like, anime. Like, I'm not much of an anime fan now as I was then, but they would just be talking crap about me because I've always been, like, a big fan of animation and cartoons. But they would just be talking about me behind my back, talking about I was weird because I like this and that and the third. And I was just like, okay, I thought you was my friend. I was still nice to these people because we were stuck together the whole summer. But and also, like, speaking of, like, being in, like, placement, do you think the reason why so many people hold on to friendships is because they grew up with a certain person or because they came from the same place as a certain person?
Honestly, I feel like it would have to depend on the person, because for me, like, the friendship that I held on to for so long, it really wasn't because of, like, the how long I knew her or anything like that. It was just the depth of the bond that we built over time. So it was just like she let go of the bond, and I knew that, but I just couldn't get myself to let go of it because it was like I was looking through my phone. And I would be, like, trying to find an old picture from my mom or something. And I would come across an old video of us from elementary school or middle school or something from us hanging out. And I would be like, wow, I really miss her. And it would just suck that I know it wasn't, like, a mutual feeling. But I would try to still reach out anyway. So it was like it was me that couldn't let go of the actual bond itself. And it really had with, like, the length of the friendship or anything like that. It was just, like, the actual bond that we built.
Yeah, I feel you, because I've had, like, a similar situation where it was me and this one girl. Like, this probably happened to me a few times in my life, but, like, this one specific girl, like, she was, I consider her to be my best friend at one point, because one thing about me and her is that we really did not have much in common at all. We had one and both had different career fields. We weren't really into the same stuff, but it was because we've known each other for so long, it's kind of, we just stuck friends.
Yeah.
And after high school, like, I'm telling people, like, once you graduate high school, you will either meet your real friends or you will see your true friends. Like, after, like, she graduated high school, she just stopped talking to me, and it honestly hurt me. But you know what? You outgrow people sometimes, and you can't control how everybody else is going to feel on the other side. Because you never, I hate saying this, but it's like you never really know a person. Like, you don't. You never really know what somebody truly feels about you unless they say it. Like, it's just scary to think about.
Yeah, and I mean, even sometimes they don't say it. Sometimes they show it because, I mean, it's easier to keep a friendship going when you're young, you know, all you want to do is hang out and stuff like that. So, of course, you're trying to keep a friendship going and stuff like that. You want to keep a friend around. But as you get older, I guess it's easier, I want to say, for people to just start distancing themselves from you because, like you said, you and her didn't really have a lot in common, but y'all kind of just kind of, y'all clicked. And that was the same for me and her. We didn't have a lot in common, even as far as like sports in school. We didn't have the same sports. She, you know, was playing a whole different sport than me, even when I was doing other stuff. So it was just like, I kind of could see us growing apart as like middle school, developing into high school, but it was like, it was, now that I'm talking about it, it's making sense because it's like, we never really had a lot in common. So I guess she found that friend that she had in common. So once she actually matured, she grew out of that childhood friendship. And I guess that was that, but I just still find it wrong that you didn't even attempt to keep the friendship going. Like, you just kind of dropped it and act like it never existed.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was recently, that reminds me, I've been rewatching Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney Plus. Like, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Let me watch this one. Because my mom actually banned me from watching Wizards of Waverly Place when I was little because of, like, you know how Black parents be in witchcraft? So I've been rewatching Wizards of Waverly Place. It's a cute little quality family show, but I know it's like, Alex and Harper, that friendship was just not it. It was not working. And it's just like, it seemed like Harper did so much to keep her and Alex's friendship alive. And Alex just didn't, she just wasn't doing anything to like help it. Like, Alex was terrible to her. Like, she was rude to her. She always made fun of her for her interests. But I truly only feel like the reason Alex and Harper were still friends was because they grew up together. And to be honest, they only really had each other. They didn't have any other friends. So yeah. When Alex finally found somebody, because, you know, Alex and Harper acted nothing alike.
At all.
She finally found somebody that was like her, because we know Alex is a wizard. You know, she was like the only girl wizard in her family. There was nobody. She finally found somebody that was like a wizard girl just like her, and they bonded like instantly. And it did hurt Harper how like she just stopped talking to her altogether when she finally found, like, I feel like Harper knew that Alex finally found somebody that would be, that acts like her. That's why she likes it so much. But it's still hurting her on her part because she just kind of upped and left and didn't say anything.
Yeah. Their friendship, it was really like, it kind of reminded me of like toleration. Like, it seemed like Alex was kind of like tolerating Harper.
Yeah.
Just because she knew, like, if I don't have this friendship, do I really have an actual friendship? Like, if I don't have this person to go to, Can I make sure that I have someone else to go to? And it was like, if she questioned that, then she knew she had to keep Harper around until she had that person that she knew she could go to. So it really sucks when you have to be the person that someone else tolerates until they find the person that they actually can have the bond that you have with them.
That's honestly how, now that like you put it like that, that's how it was for me in middle school, because I have mentioned, like I said, we was in middle school, if we knew each other, we would have been friends. Like, when I was in middle school, I only had one friend, and I feel like we were like each other's friend. If we didn't have each other, we ain't had nobody else. I still love her to this day. I hope she's doing well. I have like no bad feelings towards her or anything. I still love her. I checked on her the other day because I was a little worried about her. But I really feel like she just tolerated me because she knew, like, she didn't really have nobody else except for, like, me and probably, like, one other person. And I felt like the only reason she kind of was my friend was because she felt bad for me that I didn't really have nobody else. And that's how it seemed like for Alex. Like, she just kept Harper by her side because she know, one, Harper don't got no friends, and she don't got no friends. So if they just stopped talking to each other all together, it would just be worse on their part.
Yeah.
Dang, I really was lonely. Like,
right.
I was so lonely. Oh my gosh. She's so bad.
You're kind of putting into words. You're just like, dang, someone was really giving me a pity friendship. Oh my God.
Yeah, like I was talking about how, like, because I told you that was actually when I found Cameron Boyce. And, like, because I was talking about how I was like, yup, people think I'm lying when I say he was the closest thing I had to a friend. He was. Like, I was a lonely kid. Like, that's not, I'm laughing at my own misery.
All right, though.
Once again, thank you for joining me. But how do you think our generation can fix a friendship? Because our it's a mess. It's a whole mess. How do you think we can do better as a generation, like Generation Z? How can we do better about friendships?
Well, a few things. It just, if you know that, if you're listening and you know you're the type of person that we were describing as the tolerable person in the friendship, speak up, you know? Let them know, like, hey, if you're not really feeling this friendship like I am, then let me know. And, you know, it's okay to venture out and find other friends. Like, I promise you, you are not the only person that feels how you feel. Because literally, if I would have ventured out, I probably would have found Nicole, considering the same middle school.
Also, for my older viewers, like, if you have, like, the option to, like, get internet friends, like, I know a lot of people, like, if you have, like, a common interest with somebody, like, if you guys know what a fan, Jaylee, you know what a fandom is, right?
Yeah.
A lot of, like, my closest friends now are, like, internet friends I found from certain fandoms that I was in, including the Descendants fandom. Y'all, that, if you feel like you need some friends, you just go on the internet. Don't be afraid to make friends with people on the internet. You got to be cautious because not everybody's who they say they are or whatnot. But that's a pretty good option because I notice a lot of people in our generation, a lot of their closest friends are people they have never even met face to face. Yeah. And it goes to show you that there's somebody out here in this world that will love you and appreciate you for who you are. They just might not be in your city. And it sucks. If you are a toxic friend, it's okay. It's okay. Like, that's one thing a lot of people in our generation don't want to admit is that they're toxic. If you're a toxic person, first of all, you need to acknowledge it. But you can also change. You can also do better. Because, like I said, there's still somebody in this world that's still willing to love you. Like, have platonic love for you. There's somebody still out here willing to be your friend.
There's a somebody for everybody, folks.
Yeah. Even for the bad people out there, there's still somebody out there for you. But we're not going to talk about them. The Descendants quote of the day was, I don't know how to start girl talk. And thank you, Jayla, again for being my guest. Like, you were great. I loved having you on here. I will put her social media in the description of this episode. But do you want to tell them what your Instagram is?
My Instagram is at j.e.y.l.a. If you don't feel like typing in the dots, you really could just type in at j.e.y.l.a. and it should pop up. I'm in a yellow dress. That's my little profile picture. My page is not private, so if you click on it, you will see me.
Yeah. She a beautiful brown skin girl, y'all. My friends are all bad, okay? But yeah. As I said, I'm Harriana Hook. Thank you for listening to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan, and I will see you guys on the next one.